Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Michael Aguilar, the president and CEO for Innocorp. Michael, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Definitely. So you just won the Most Innovative Company Award from the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce this week. Can you talk a bit about what your experience was like being presented that award and what it means for you?
It means the world to us. We've been in business now for 20 some years, and to be recognized for innovation after being in business that long is quite exciting. And because the folks that we were going up against were worthy competitors and innovative companies in their own right, so we're thrilled and excited and motivated to continue our work.
Absolutely, and as you've explained to me, that work includes getting products into the hands of law enforcement, military, people in schools that allow people to experience being inebriated or being unable to maneuver and balance the same way as normal.
That's right.
Can you talk a bit about what innovation means to you and how innovation plays into these products that you guys produce?
Sure. And actually, our company name, Innocorp, is a portmanteau of the words innovation and corporation. And I don't know if you noticed it, when you walked into our front door, we have a stone sitting right at the entrance of our door that has innovation carved into it. So it's there as a reminder that that what we need to do is to create new ways of addressing the issue of impairment, finding ways to reach and teach people and convince them that driving under the influence it can lead to tragedy. And it isn't just alcohol, it's distracted driving as well, texting and driving, now drug use and driving. So innovation, and I'll reference a book that I read recently. It's a book that's been out a while now by Peter Thiel. He was Elon Musk's partner in PayPal, wrote the book Zero to One. And that whole idea of taking something that doesn't exist, which is zero, to one, is to create something new, a new approach, and not to be confined by previous descriptions or previous models, or as I believe Elon Musk called them, analogies of how to address a particular problem. And Elon Musk actually talks about first principles, where you break things down to his very basic core and kind of reconstruct solutions to problems that may be a new way of addressing a situation. So before Fatal Vision, the primary way of educating on impaired driving were through the use of what were called red asphalt videos. And now those are videos that show the blood and gore associated with impairment. But the issue with those kinds of medium is that the viewer is really a passive viewer of the fatalities and crashes, whereas our method of using Fatal Vision is to really engage people in the experience of impairment so they can firsthand see the likely potential dangers associated with being under the influence of alcohol and other drugs and driving. So that's really where I think innovation came into play, and that is in developing this new approach to addressing that problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have kind of an array of products now that deal with this, with different aspects of inebriation, different varieties of inebriation. Can you talk about one of the newer innovations that you guys have come up with?
Yes, initially it was the Fatal Vision goggles with the alcohol simulation. We then came up, working with trauma doctors and other health specialists, came up with a concussion goggle that provided a different kind of visualization of head trauma. And we don't just create the hardware, as I like to call it, the goggles. We also create the software or educational material that really helps people use our products.
Well, thanks for sharing your insight on the whole concept of innovation and talking about some of your products here today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.